Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So I just got off the phone with WWE Talent Relations' Mark Carano, that has told me that as of today, I have been released from my WWE contract. Due to the current climate, with what's going on in the world, and I'm like everybody else, where I probably didn't take this as seriously as it is at the beginning, but it's affecting people's lives, it's affecting people's jobs, it's affecting the way people make a living. I'm very fortunate that WWE is still allowing me to compete in the NXT Interim Cruiserweight title tournament, but it's very likely that those will be the last matches I ever have. There's a lot of people I'm not going to get a chance to say goodbye to, that I really loved, that I really cared about, that make me a better person. And again, I'm very fortunate that I still get that. Other people won't get that. But if these are the last three matches I have, I just want everybody watching at home to know that you'll have my all. You'll have everything. It's not about a title anymore. It's about my life. It's about feeding my family, paying my bills. So if I don't make an impression, if I don't win, that's it for me. So I just want everybody to know that you're all going to get everything I have.
Just the one story, and that is mass WWE superstar and staff layoffs. Let's just crack on with it, because there is a lot to get into. Around noontime yesterday, Vince McMahon held a conference call with WWE employees and announced that as a result of the global pandemic, there were going to be some big operating changes to WWE. The big part of this, thanks to PW Insider, by the way, for following the call. Vince McMahon announced cutbacks and furloughs for WWE staff and the company overall, stating these were very hard decisions that reflect the current reality. McMahon stated the company was going to be cutting back on pay for board members and executives. Also meant there were plans to move WWE headquarters are now on hold. Which is a minor thing in comparison to what we're going to talk about in a bit. The main thing we're here to talk about today is the cutting of the talent roster. Vince announced that the overall headcount of employees would be going down as a result of these cutbacks. Some will go on furlough, some will leave completely. Employees... We were told from PW Insider, from this call, employees will find out what their plans are going forward with WWE via text message. Yeah. And it was probably a 5-minute phone call, if that, and it was within the hour that it started. And I've experienced, as a wrestling fan for a long time, I've experienced these sort of big layoffs of wrestlers and stars. And it used to happen like around WrestleMania time, and you'd see like a fair few people gone, but I don't think I've ever known a layoff this big in WWE history. I can't. 2005 was a big one, but I think this is if not one of the biggest, the biggest. And we're just kind of going to go through the names sort of as they came to us and as they were announced on WWE.com as well. Drake Maverick was the first name that came out. He debuted in 2018 as the 205 Live General Manager. Had some really memorable runs with the 24/7 Championship as well. Drake kind of became the face of these layoffs as he was the first person to speak out, and he shared a heartbreaking video. Incredibly emotional, thanking the WWE. He's still in the tournament to crown an interim cruiserweight champion. So he says, he even said in this video, the next three matches could be the last three matches I ever have. My heart goes out to Drake Maverick. First, he was kind of the, like I say, kind of the figurehead of everything that went on. Curt Hawkins came next. This is the end of his second run with WWE, his first being from 2007 to 2014. He'd been teaming up with his old tag team partner, Zack Ryder, and at the time of his release, and we'll get to Zack Ryder in a little bit. Hawkins tweeted out after the announcement, "Last time I got fired, I had a really funny tweet in response to it. Doesn't really feel appropriate today. I will say this, a lot of very talented people lost their jobs today, and out of this disaster, the pro wrestling community will rise stronger than ever." We then got Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, the Good Brothers, two-thirds of the OC, now gone from the company. We haven't seen them since the Boneyard match at WrestleMania. This is actually the second time that Luke Gallows has left the company. He was let go at the end of 2010 following a run as Festus in Jesse and Festus. Remember them? He was the Fake Kane very briefly as well. He was alongside CM Punk in the it's CM Punk's faction on SmackDown as well. The Straight Edge Society, that was the one I was pulling for. But when he left there, he went on to have an amazing run with Karl Anderson in the Bullet Club in New Japan. It was so good that it led to Gallows coming back and bringing Anderson with him. So Gallows and Anderson making a return to WWE in 2016. As for both of them now, no longer part of the company. They've just signed big new contracts as well, and now they're down the road. Heath Slater, next name on the list here. 16 years Heath Slater was part of WWE. There's more legacy names to come. He signed a development contract in 2006. He was part of the first NXT incarnation. He was being mentored by Christian, going all the way back there. He was in the Nexus. He was in the Core. He was in the Social Outcasts, of course, three-man band. That beautiful video that we saw on The Bump last week with Heath Slater paying homage to Drew McIntyre. And, like, less than a week later, he's left the company. The last tweet from Slater that he posted read, "I know everyone is waiting to hear my response to my release from WWE, but after 16 years, I'm going to need a little more time and a few hours to really digest all my thoughts and emotions. But for now, thank you for all of your kind words and support during this time." Heath Slater was a shocker. And it didn't stop there. Aiden English was the next we reported gone. Made his WWE TV debut with the Vaudevillains, him and Simon Gotch, back in 2014. Gotch was released, when Gotch got released, rather, English sort of found his own way. He and Rusev were the voices of Rusev Day. And more on him in a bit. Gosh, there's so much to go through. He was working as a commentator for NXT UK and 205 Live up until recently. And the last we've seen of him is behind the commentary desk on 205 Live, one of those guys that's come away from the ring and adapted his style to work elsewhere and has let go from the company. Eric Young next to go. There was some excitement, actually, when Eric Young first debuted. He turned up on NXT before he'd signed a proper contract and challenged Samoa Joe when Samoa Joe was NXT champion. That was all the way back in 2016. He signed proper in 17, and then Sanity debuted on NXT. It was Young and Alexander Wolf, Sawyer Fulton and Nikki Cross. Fulton got injured and left and was replaced by Killian Dane. And they did some good stuff in NXT. They called up and nothing really came of it. And Eric Young has just kind of been, for lack of a better word, languishing on WWE main event. So I'm hoping that whatever comes next for Eric Young, it leads to more things. On the subject of stars languishing, EC3 is gone again. Part of NXT between 2010 and 2013, Derek Bateman didn't really do much, and WWE didn't see much in him, so he left and proved them wrong. He made a name for himself in TNA as Ethan Carter III, like this undeniable star there. So much so that he was back in NXT in 2018. And short run in NXT, and then a call up to the main roster where nothing really happened. And now he's gone. He has since posted a lengthy character breakdown on to Twitter, and a video that sort of hints a new gimmick and a new direction. He certainly feels like he's going to be one of those guys that just you know, gets back on the bike and carries on. Leo Rush has gone from the company once again. He made his NXT debut back in 2017. A really tumultuous run in WWE for Leo Rush. It was not long after his debut that he was off TV for a little while after making comments about arguably a wrestler getting released. Not arguably at all, ironically. Terribly ironically. And he had heat backstage as well. So when he returned in the summer of 2018, he was doing stuff on 205 Live. He was working with Bobby Lashley, but backstage, just tension from him and towards him meant that he disappeared again. Since made a return to NXT, former NXT Cruiserweight Champion, and kind of felt like he was sort of finding his way once again. And now he's left the company. He has posted already on Twitter a lengthy thank you to WWE and says he is ready to get back to work. And this one was this name came out of the blue. Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle gone from WWE. He returned in 2017. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame. He was made the general manager of Monday Night Raw. And he retired at WrestleMania last year. He got offered a role backstage working as a producer. And the last we heard from Kurt Angle in that role was he was shadowing people and finding his feet with it. And he was really getting his teeth into it. And now he's gone. Angle tweeted, "I want to say thank you to the WWE for the time I spent there. I made many new friends and had the opportunity to work with so many talented people. To the superstars, continue to entertain the WWE universe as well as you possibly can. They're the best fans in the world. Hashtag it's true." Kurt Angle working as a producer, no talk of him being furloughed like some of the producers have, and we'll get to the producers in a bit. It looks as if Kurt Angle has just gone from the company altogether. Sarah Logan was the next name. Crazy Mary Dobson, as you may know her on the indies. She joined in 2016. A year later, she was part of the Riot Squad on TV with Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan. When the group parted, she kind of did her own thing, changed the look up a bit, had like a Viking type look to her. She got married while she was under WWE's watch. Her and Raymond Rowe had a beautiful Viking ceremony. Very prominently featured on Raw this past week as Shayna Baszler nigh on broke her arm to qualify for the Money in the Bank match. And that'll be the last that we see of her. This is a sad one. Mike Chioda was a referee for the WWE, who has been with the WWE for 31 years. He debuted in 1989, right? Shawn Michaels and Steve Austin at WrestleMania 14. The Rock versus Hogan at WrestleMania 18. John Cena versus The Rock at WrestleMania 28. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 31. All matches that have been officiated by Mike Chioda. So that gives you an idea of just how far his legacy runs in WWE. If you do want to smile today, and I think we're all going to need some, there's a video doing the rounds of Mike Chioda doing the people's elbow on Nick Patrick as The Rock watches on. It's from back in 2001. Honestly, if we could do with a smile, I would highly recommend checking it out. Primo and Epico both gone from the company. We haven't seen them on telly for a long time, so this is kind of not a surprise. Primo debuted on the roster back in 2008. He was teaming with Carlito. He aligned with Epico in 2011. They became tag champs. They had Rosa Mendez in their corner. They went on to become Los Matadores in 2013. They were the Shining Stars in 2016. The Clones, simply, in 2017. Actually, the last we heard from them was last year with Primo being suspended for violating WWE's wellness policy, something that he is contesting. But now they are no longer in the company. Eric Rowan another name released by WWE. He was signed back in 2011, debuted in 2012 as part of the Wyatt family. When they disbanded, he found his way back to Luke Harper. They became the Bludgeon Brothers. He was aligned with Daniel Bryan for a while. Then the last sort of thing we saw of him was the reveal of what was in his cage, and it was a big spider. And then nothing happened. And now Rowan has been released from WWE, along with Mike and Maria Kanellis. They arrived in 2017. It was actually a return for Maria. We all remember Maria from the Diva Search in 2004, where she made her debut. She was with the company all the way up until 2010. She then started teaming or managing her husband, Mike, on the independent circuit. Did lots of stuff in Ring of Honor and Japan and TNA. And their chemistry was just so strong that they both came into the company in 17, had the best theme music around. I still attest that. Mike's had a lot of battles with personal demons that have been very much talked about over the last couple of years. And also his dissatisfaction with the company. We've spoken about on this channel quite a bit as well. So it's tough that it's come this way, but Mike was in good spirits on Twitter. He posted a video thanking WWE and thanking the fans and saying that he and Maria will get through this. Actually, he told a lovely story about how their child had been for a checkup and he was in good health, and it kind of puts things into perspective and go, you know what? Our kid's all right. It's going to be fine. So some good perspective from Mike Kanellis. The guy that many people were tweeting about being potentially bulletproof then was announced. Zack Ryder has gone from WWE. This one's tough. None of them are easy, but this one, a guy who joined in 2006, made a name for himself as a singles guy. The Z True Long Island Story, the YouTube series, was very pioneering. You didn't see many WWE guys doing their own YouTube series. And he had a popularity that was undeniable to the point where they got behind him because the fans were so strongly behind him as well. And it just kind of felt like it was squandered. Zack Ryder tried many times to replicate that big time popularity that came from the YouTube series. And despite a big win at WrestleMania, was it 32? 32 for the Intercontinental title, that beautiful moment after he won the ladder match and then losing the belt 24 hours later. But despite that, nothing else really truly clicked with Zack Ryder, which is really heartbreaking. He tweeted an artist's drawing of the moment where he won the IC title, actually. He's got it framed and hung up in his house. And he said, "The only thing I wanted to do in life was wrestle. I'm grateful that I spent 14 years living my dream in WWE. Thank you to my fans and to everyone who believed in me. As I was getting released, I was looking at this photo and smiling. I'm hashtag always ready and beyond excited for the future. Hashtag not there." No Way Jose was the next to go. He signed in 2015, debuted the character of No Way Jose the following year in NXT. Got called up to Raw in 2018 and rinse repeat with most of these names. Nothing really happened. He was on Raw this past Monday, losing to Bobby Lashley in fairly quick order. Photos emerged of him traveling to Orlando on like empty trains and empty planes. So the commitment to him to get to the show, and then to find out a couple of days later you've been released, it's tough. But he's been onto Twitter and he's thanked the fans for love and support. Really upbeat video message from No Way Jose on his Twitter page right now. Another name that came out of the blue, Rusev. Rusev is gone. He spent 10 years almost in the WWE. High profile feuds with guys like John Cena, Roman Reigns, run-ins with The Rock as well. Rusev Day became a real battle cry for wrestling fans. And again, it was one of those things that we feel like as fans wasn't truly capitalized upon. There was speculation that Rusev had been unhappy in WWE for quite some time. But despite all this, and this is what makes the Rusev one quite a bitter pill to swallow, a few weeks before all this, Rusev sent out a tweet and pledged $20,000 of his own money to WWE staff who weren't being paid during the pandemic. Like, that's, no. A guy that hasn't got the millions and millions and millions that a big company has, I'm sure he's fine, but that's a really beautiful gesture from Rusev, and it won't go unnoticed. Deonna Purrazzo was the next to go. She debuted in 2014, one of Adam Rose's rosebuds, as most great start. She made sort of sporadic appearances for NXT. She was in the Mae Young Classic twice. And she tweeted out that she said the following on Twitter. She said, "The people closest to me know this is something I've been struggling with and wanting for the better part of the last year. Happy to say I gave this journey my best and I'm more excited for the future." It has led to some thought that maybe Peraza wasn't very happy in WWE. But now she's one of those that have been released. Another name that's been released that you may not be familiar with is Aleksandr Jakcic. And to the point where I don't know if I've even pronounced his name right. That's how unfamiliar most casual WWE fans are and some not-so-casual fans. He hadn't even made his TV debut yet. Apart from that time, he got pushed around by the Undisputed Era. He'd been teaming with Tahuti Miles on the live show circuit. But, of course, NXT isn't on the road right now. And a few of the names that we're going to mention in the next couple of minutes are names that are on that live show circuit who aren't being used, so they've been let go. He tweeted out saying, "Sometimes life does not seem real, no matter how hard you work. Sometimes is not enough." MJ Jenkins was another name who was part of the Mae Young Classic in 2018, following a really impressive run on the indies. And again, because that she was on that live show circuit, she hadn't made a proper TV debut yet, with the exception of the Mae Young Classic. So she was away, as was Dorian Mack, formerly Dan Maffa. He was teaming with Riddick Moss and the Outliners. If you watch a lot of the results from NXT on the road shows, you'd have seen that name coming up quite a bit. Meltzer confirmed that one just a couple of hours ago at time of recording. Jerry Soto, Spanish announcer for WWE, has left the company on furlough. He's been there for 9 years, put out a tweet saying, "I was furloughed today, but people have been suffering everywhere for way longer. Let's help each other and work to come back stronger." Also, a disinfected hug for everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Backstage, 9 producers have been put on furlough leave. This news has been confirmed by both PW Insider and Figure 4 Online. Also, Pro Wrestling Sheet have confirmed this as well. So those names include Finlay, Dave Fit Finlay, who was a major part of the women's division. Charlotte Flair paid respects to Finlay on Twitter last night, a lovely picture of them both together. Lance Storm has left the company. He's not long closed his wrestling academy to work full-time as a producer for WWE. Mike Rotunda, the father of Bray Wyatt, has gone from the company as well. He appeared on The Bump yesterday. And it's tax day. He got let go on tax day. IRS got let go on tax day. Yeah. Hurricane Helms has gone. Shane Helms, lots of love for him online right now. It was early on that he tweeted, "I shouldn't have answered the phone." Some of these guys, you can't, humour is getting them through. Big love to Shane Helms. Scott Armstrong, longtime WWE producer, tweeted, "This pandemic has claimed thousands of lives and thousands of jobs. Today, the landscape of WWE changed forever. Some of us were furloughed, others were released. Today, I am grateful for my health and my family, And my friends, this too shall pass. Pat Buck was let go as well. He runs wrestling schools that are still going. He thanked WWE on Twitter, said he's excited for his schools to reopen. Sarah Stock has left the company as well. Decorated star in Mexico and in Japan. She was Sarita in TNA. And she's been a trainer and a producer since 2015. Sean Daivari has gone. You'll remember him from his first run as a manager in 2004. He came back not long ago, actually. He's also running a wrestling school with Ken Anderson. Fun fact. Billy Kidman has left the company. Kidman has been sort of a stalwart in WWE. He was part of the WCW buyout in 2001. He was released in 2005 and he came back in 2007. So he's been with the company for over 10 years now as a producer. He's no longer with us. From the writing team, Andrea Listenberger confirmed on Twitter that she has been released as well. She was one of the key writers behind the Otis and Mandy story that we saw play out at WrestleMania. She even signs off her tweet with Otis and Mandy forever. Three WWE Performance Center coaches also furloughed, we understand, this morning. That includes Ace Steele, who trained CM Punk and Colt Cabana. This was broken by Squared Circle Sirens. This was a development guy until 2007. He played Donald Trump in the Trump versus Rosie match from back in the day, Trump versus Rosie O'Donnell. Serena Deeb, who was signed as a coach in 2018, has been let go. You may remember her as part of the Straight Edge Society. She shaved her head for CM Punk back in the day. She was a star in OVW, in Shimmer, and on the Indies as well. Kendo Kishin has gone. 51-year-old Kishin is former IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion. Worked for New Japan and All Japan, signed as a coach in August of last year, so not long in the role before he has gone. Other notable loss is Josiah Williams. Josiah Williams, who is a hip-hop artist behind Wrestle and Flow. Williams has been releasing music with guys like Leo Rush. He was on NXT, actually, the night after Survivor Series, and he was wrapping the NXT roster to the ring. He tweeted out saying, "Thanks for the love. Like many other employees, my situation is very much up in the air, and I'm hoping to be back soon. Until then, I'll be working hard, supporting my family, and sharing love with the entire world. It's gonna be okay." So just to emphasize, the producers that we listed there, I've left the company for now. It looks as if that all the producers and have been furloughed as opposed to being completely released. Unless stated otherwise, the producers have been furloughed. There's bound to be more to come, which sounds a really horrible thing to say. There's other stuff to come. NXT guys, there's possibly some more NXT ones to come. Sean Ross Sapp reported that NXT guys will be given 30 days worth of money and then they can go and do what they will. An interesting quote from Sean Ross Sapp to mention that regarding the NXT roster. So that is the state of play at time of recording. But as we say, this is something that's going to be changing throughout the day. I recommend you stay with cultaholic.com and follow us on Twitter at Cultaholic as well. We'll be keeping you updated on this throughout the day. Be nice today. I'm sure you're nice all the time, but be nice especially today. It's a weird one. Be nice. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.